Welcome, Energy First Responders. The 15th day of December 2021, through this great time that we are going through of upliftment, allow yourself to come fully present into the energies now with your body. Starting with your breathing and the wonderful in and out breath of the universe. The out breath being more masculine and the in breath being more feminine. And we also want to honor the rhythm. There's two rhythms that are basic in my experience, and one is the breath, and the other is the heartbeat. And there is a heartbeat of Earth, and there's a heartbeat of God, and they beat together. So very gently and slowly, allow yourself to observe your body. Become presence, go into this deeper, deeper place and part of you. And we will go in with this concept of the heartbeat. As you know, it is the rhythm that the little baby feels in the womb. It's almost like a two-stroke beat. And I hope you can feel the love. The elephants have come in. And they are also very amazing beings, as the whales are and dolphins. And the elephants and march with that drum beat, with that essence, that in and that out. And allow the elephant energy to come into the group, to begin to be with us in whatever way. They have, as the whales do, ancient wisdom and knowledge. And they grieve their losses. Similar to humans. And we would ask, as we join the elephants and allow them to talk to us, to be with us, help us to understand them. We ask. Allow their new consciousness. Assist them as the earth assists all of it. The elephants chant. Feel them chanting. There are many stories. Allow yourself to just go inside to your own place. There is the story of the elephant whisperer who helped named some elephants. He was opening up a reserve and they gave him recalcitrant elephants who were about to be put down. Because he took the time, effort, and energy and went out and slept with the elephants who were trying to break through the electric fence. Mother elephant. Matriarch. And finally he gained her trust. As he explained that they were in a sanctuary and if they broke out, they would be destroyed. They could stay in the sanctuary. And eventually they did. He devoted his life to these couple of herds of elephants. When he passed away, two elephant tribes walked for what people believe was 12 hours to his house, where they sat for 2 days honoring him, honoring his passing. Lawrence Anthony. Feel the drumbeat that the elephants carry. They have that very essence. And allow it to move into the very heartbeat of the earth. Allow yourself to feel that as you're about go inside in one moment. Well, there is a personal story without details, but I had a cat who was needing to pass away, and we were trying some natural means, and it was learned that the elephants were chanting. Cat. And they chanted for over 48 hours. We did have other means to help the cat pass over. Please know that there is so much going on that we don't even understand or are aware of. But the natural rhythm and the natural ways of assisting particularly this grieving process. As we let go of the old and move into the new, and so much we see right now in the state of Kentucky, but we allow that basic rhythm of life, two beats of the heart. Feel that as you go inside now, into that space, we ask that Prime Source heartbeat, Mother Earth heartbeat, come within us as we feel the comfort, the safety, the security that this heartbeat brings. So now begin to allow this state, this rhythm, this connection to these massive animals that hold so much space for us. Be with us as we out of our time today. Our eyes gently to feel, take this with us. Very gently and slowly. Back on your breath. Really bring it in deeply into your breath. We ask it to go into our lives and into our love. What happens for one happens for all. And we lift Kentucky as we lift all over everything, all the animals, plants, and minerals. Great thanks for this. Be present together and to assist. Be it, so it is.